are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is cool. This is really cool. Okay, apparently there's this app. You know, you're like, all right, an app that saves lives. It's supposed to be a life-saving app. You're like, huh, this is kind of interesting. This is an app that can detect a crash in a bike helmet and then alert emergency medical services. Apparently, it pairs with Bluetooth and a motion detector, which is attached to the bike rider's helmet. The detector is named Ice Dot Crash Sensor. No, it has nothing to do with illegal immigrants. Ice Dot Crash Sensor. It evaluates the severity of the crash depending on the force of the rider's fall. Following the accident, the app will prompt the phone to sound an alarm and a countdown, which can be set between 15 and 16 seconds. If the alarm is not deactivated, the app will contact an SOS service and relay vital information. Oh, to heck with that. I would have the shortest amount of seconds logged into this one. I wouldn't wait 60 seconds. That's life-threatening. They say using GPS coordinates, the device can reveal the user's location and the severity of their condition. They said it could even pass on crucial medical details, like letting ENS know if you already are a diabetic, if you're already allergic to something, etc. If the fall is not critical, the crash victim can simply stop the countdown on their phone and cancel the process. So this is kind of cool, you know, because don't they have, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think, didn't they have some type of medical bracelet which would, you know, if you had fallen, you could hit a button and the button would call 911 because obviously you couldn't get up to go and reach the phone. Yeah. So, you know, this is something where just impact detected on the helmet. Chris Zentheofer, who is the CEO of Ice Dots, says the idea came from Bijou Thomas, a chef who, is a prominent chef that cooks for a lot of cyclists. He was on a solo ride and crashed and thought if the crash had been any worse, nobody would have known where he was located. Oh, I think this is fascinating. In fact, I think we should have all our teenagers somehow implanted with some sort of a GPS device. I can't stand not knowing where the kids are. And imagine when they're teenagers, you know, running around later, you know, because they don't stop and call mom, especially boys. You know, boys, they want to have as little to do with mom as possible. Usually, when, maybe later they'll be mama boys, but right now they're not going to talk to me. They're not going to tell me where they are. And so, interesting that, well, I'm not going to make them wear a bike helmet on their date. I may. I mean, I'm going to have to threaten something because if they don't want to call me and tell me where they are, I may threaten a bike helmet. But that's pretty cool where there's a crash sensor. It after a certain amount of time, tells the emergency medical services where you are. I think that's a great idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about these free bus passes that I believe they're going to do in London. Maybe something America wants to take on to help seniors and their health. We got some male breast cancer information. We have pediatricians saying no more trampolines. The kids should not be on trampolines. And we also have a new type of, I guess, heart injection that can help prevent failure. We need to talk about that. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Good news for those of you that are truckers and go to the trucking truck driver conventions. I'm going to be at next month's trucking social media truck driver convention next October in Kansas City. So any of you truckers out there that drive through Kansas City and end up going to the trucking social media convention, I think it's like $99 to go, but they feed you and lots of cool stuff from what I understand. I get to be there, get to speak, and I'm going to get to meet many of you. So if you are going, great. If not, I definitely urge you to sign up, but find me when you're there. All right, just hunt me down. You'll recognize me because my hair's never really combed or brushed appropriately. Find me, and I'll be able to finally meet you. Also, don't forget, guys, if you're on Facebook a little bit later today, don't forget to log on to Facebook and find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, don't forget to log on to Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you that are having difficulty finding the Dr. Dahlia online or trying to listen live, don't worry about it. You can listen to the last 3 hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want on your Dr. Dahlia Android app. Plus, it also links you in with podcasts and archives, etc. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, you know, we saw the Olympics last month that were phenomenal. Of course, two phenomenal players were Kerry Walsh Jennings. And why am I blanking on her partner? Mr. May Trainer. Anyway, Kerry was pregnant at the time. So Kerry Walsh Jennings, beach volleyball player, gold medalist, was 5 weeks pregnant at the time. Mother of two, she is married to fellow beach volleyball player Casey Jennings, and they're expecting baby number three. I know her tummy was really, really flat. Usually, though, you won't start to show until a few months into the pregnancy. Your hips may widen, but, I mean, she's skinny. Of course, it's not going to show. Some of you have asked me, was that dangerous for the baby? What we've said in terms of physical activity is you don't want to go from no physical activity to a lot of physical activity. That could be dangerous. But if your normal physical activity regimen is the beach volleyball, you know, workouts, etc., then we've noticed, because remember, many people don't even realize they were 5 weeks pregnant at the time. You know, many of them have no idea that they were pregnant. And then we find, oh, wow, you did all that activity and the baby was still fine. So she said that she had suspected she was pregnant but didn't really know for sure. She was also kind of moody. And it was interesting because they were talking about how I think some of the basketball players decided to, during one of their workouts, come and join them. And she was kind of freaking out and snapping about it because, you know, they needed to work out for, you know, the gold medal to, you know, to compete. And I was like, wait a second, you know, if the U.S., you know, basketball team wants to work out with you guys, that would be cool. But that could explain why she was, you know, et cetera. But we have you slowly cut down on your activity throughout the pregnancy. But for the most part, the activity you did prior to pregnancy, you could do in the early stage of pregnancy as long as you're not bleeding or having any issues. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1761.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1804.48, $902.24 for a half ounce, or $451.12 for a quarter ounce. That's $1804.48, $902.24, and $451.12.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are leaving out of Seattle next summer, going for a week up the Inside Passage to Alaska. It is going to be phenomenal. People are already booking the rooms. We're going to have a phenomenal group. Don't wait too much longer because it looks like things are booking up pretty quickly. Go to my website for details. So this is interesting. There's a new drug now. All right, a new line of illegal synthetic drugs that the kids are using. It's called Smiles. Have you guys heard about this? Several teenagers are dying from this, from what we understand. It's called 2C1. Two have just died in East Grand Forks, North Dakota. And many people have no idea what's in this drug or that kids are even using it. Now, we know about the synthetic marijuana, the K2, right? But this one, from what I understand, could even be deadlier. They say 2C1 is part of the 2C family of drugs, which have these psychedelic effects. From what we understand, it's sold in powder form. Can be also taken as a tablet. Sometimes they mix Smiles into chocolate or candy and then ingest it. It gives you auditory hallucinations, visual hallucinations. You get giddy. You relax, empathy, etc. From what we understand, a 17-year-old went to a McDonald's after taking this mixed with chocolate given to him by an 18-year-old friend. He started hyperventilating, hitting his head against the ground. Friends took him home, but several hours later, he stopped breathing. Of course, the 18-year-old buddy who gave it to him has been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Night before, kid in the same town, 18-year-old, apparently overdosed on that as well. So they believe it's part of the phenylethylamine class, very related to amphetamine. Amphetamines, very similar to crack cocaine, etc., cause abnormal heart rhythms, etc., can cause you to be nausea, vomiting, again, with the hallucinations. You think you have something on your head, you start banging to get it off, you could cause yourself head trauma, cause yourself bleed. So, you know, many people think it's kind of like LSD. But from what we understand, this could even be more dangerous. So, I guess they cause the hallucinations by interfering with your serotonin system. And, you end up seeing or hearing things or feeling things that's not there. Remember, hallucination could be a visual, an auditory. You could feel like something's on you, and that's a form of hallucination. It's under the broad definition of delirium when somebody gets delirious. You know, that's something actually we should probably stop and talk about really quickly. Many of you have older, parents living with you or that are close to, and, you hear the word delirium and dementia interchanged many times. And you're like, what's the difference? How do I know? What do I do in either way? Well, delirium is very acute. You could become delirious. Very acutely. It's very quick. Right? As opposed to dementia is slow onset. So, you know, whenever we hear that someone's delirious, we immediately call 911, we put them in the hospital, etc. Why? Well, because it could be an infection causing them to be delirious, maybe a bladder infection that's gone awry, a skin infection that's turned into sepsis. It could be a medication error. It could be an accidental ingestion from a medication. It could be a lack of eating and a hypoglycemia type of delirium. There's a variety of things that cause acute delirium. Whereas dementia, which we've talked about many times, is more slow onset, you know, where it could take years for you to, you know, experience dementia from either multiple infarcts, the blood getting to the brain, issues of high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. So if somebody has a, so let's say you have a family member and all of a sudden they start to go kooky, but they don't look sick. That sign of going kooky could mean delirium and it could actually mean sepsis. Remember, your older population may not make a fever like younger kids do. Also, if they have any sort of dementia, they may not say, you know what, I think I have an infection that's spreading. I don't feel right. They may just start talking or saying things crazily. You know, one show I watch is the Bering Sea Gold Diver show. Gold Rush hasn't been on, but the Bering Sea has been on. I think they just had their season finale. And I guess with these Bering Sea Gold Divers, what they do is they've been doing this during the Arctic time, during the winter, they will dive in cold water to try to find gold. And I guess the gold is on the bottom of the seafloor in the Bering Sea. I mean, there's literally just gold sitting there on the ocean floor. So they dig a hole in the ice. They remove the ice hole, and they jump in the hole, and they dive. They go down there with the suction. Suction comes up to a sleuth box, and they are able to separate the gold from the dirt based on the weight of the gold. Many of you have seen those shows many times, so you know how to do it. And it amazes me. They just go down there and gold is just sitting there on the bottom of the ocean. But it's not that easy as it sounds. You're diving into very cold water. And one risk of diving into cold water is hypothermia. Now, hypothermia is a cooling, a rapid cooling of the body. And sometimes these divers will just start to sound funny. They'll talk about cats. They'll talk about something. And the person up on the up on the ice outside is watching them and talking to them through a microphone. And they're like, all right, come on up. You sound like you're getting a little delirious. Sounds like hypothermia is setting in, because that's what happens. When you get hypothermic or even hyperthermic, you start to do things that are crazy because you start to go through confusion. The mind won't be thinking as clearly. So unfortunately, these people may never get up, swim back up, because they don't realize they need to because of the hypothermia. Now, I guess these suits, they run 100-degree water in to try to keep them warm. But every now and then in one of these shows, some idiot doesn't connect the hose or something happens or there's lack of fuel. I don't know. So something happens and these people, they don't get their heat. So they immediately come back to the surface so they don't get hypothermic. But hypothermia, hyperthermia, heat stroke, etc. Those are things that can make you confused. And, you know, with confusion, you could fall, etc. Hit your head, you could fall into a pool, drown. There's a variety of things that could happen. So that's a quick rundown on delirium versus dementia. You need to, as a family member or a loved one, keep an eye on who's ever around you. And if they say something stupid, you know, many of us, it's interesting. Many of us, we repress so much that something could be wrong that we could blow things off that are life-threatening. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm really, really busy, you know, and then somebody will, in the office, just kind of say something. And you're like, okay, I don't know what he said, and you move on. And you're like, well, stop for a second. Okay, if they said something that's kind of odd, or they're starting to mumble with their words, or you're looking at a possible stroke right in front of you, you know, you have to have that spidey sense. Raise an eyebrow. Something doesn't sound right. It might not be. Check it out. And yes, you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to look. But just use that spidey sense. But family members do that all the time. They'll just in the middle of you guys talking, grandma will start talking about her cat, the cat that died 15 years ago. And you're like, what, mom? Lay off the margarita. Mom wasn't drinking margarita. So you need to stop and go, okay, do I need to get her out of the sun? Do I need to get her out of the heat? Did she overdose on one of her medications? Did she not take her medication? Something could be wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of interesting. Looks like scientists at a British university at Imperial College London think that if you could give a heart attack victim an injection of stem cells, it will trick the organ into repairing itself, therefore repairing the damage that happened with the heart attack. Very interesting. They say many other techniques have been tested on people in the U.K., but they're actually wanting to use cells from the person's own heart. I tell you, stem cell therapy is huge right now. They are coming up with amazing ideas. True, expensive, but still. They say if trials on heart attack survivors are successful, this injection may be given by paramedics just minutes after the heart attack. Because remember, you could detect a heart attack on an EKG very easily. EKGs are very sensitive. They're not too specific, but they're sensitive. I mean, if you're having a heart attack, the EKG can pick it up pretty easily. If you have a normal EKG, but having chest pain, that doesn't mean you aren't having a heart attack. You see what I mean? That's specificity versus sensitivity. But it's pretty sensitive. So if the EKG looks funny and you have these T-wave elevations and they could tell, if they could then give these injections, now how do they come up with them so quickly? I don't know. They say the jab is one of several treatments being researched by the British Heart Foundation as part of its multi-million-dollar pound Mending Broken Hearts project. So I guess this is a British article, so it's a lot of pounds, okay? Apparently, many people with heart attacks go into pulmonary edema, end up drowning on their lung fluids, or they just die because their heart fails to pump. So now they're thinking that if they use these stem cells, blank cells that can turn into types of tissue, it can hopefully tell the heart to regrow. Now, how quickly could the heart regrow? I'm not sure. But it's something that they're looking into, and it'll be interesting. Because remember, you could survive a heart attack and then take days to recover. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm really excited about speaking next month at the Trucker Social Media Convention. Apparently, you truck drivers have some pretty awesome conventions throughout the year, and I was invited to speak and be one of the guests next month in Kansas City. So for those of you that are going to be going to that convention in Kansas City, definitely honk and find me. Let me know that you're there, because I'd love to meet you. And just find me so we can talk. I love it. I can't wait to go. Don't forget a little bit later today when you're on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show Connect. Always nice to see who's listening to the show. And find us on Twitter. So this just in, a study about eunuchs. Now, eunuchs are men whose testicles have been removed. Study in Korea, I believe the Korean Royal Court has found that men without testicles actually live longer. They say researchers looked, I'm not telling you to cut off your testicles to live longer, I'm just telling you what the Reuters is reporting. Reuters says researchers looking at the court of the Choiseul dynasty found eunuchs lived to 70 on average, which was 14 to 19 years longer than men who had their testicles at that time. Three of the 81 eunuchs lived up to 100 years old, giving the group a centenarian rate of 130 times that than in developed nations today. Now, the dynasty ran from 1392 to 1910. Boys in Korea sometimes underwent castration in order to serve as eunuchs and gain access to the privileged life of the palace. They say employed through history as guards or servants in harems across Middle East and Asia, eunuchs in the Chosun court were allowed to marry and had families through adoption. That's interesting. Kuyin Jin Min of Inha University and Cheol Ku Lee of Korea University believe the longevity of the eunuchs is not attributable to their lifestyle. They think it really had to do with them not having testicles. Now, kings usually lived only about 47 years on average at that time. Previous studies have shown that female mammals live longer than males, and one explanation is that testosterone weakens the immune system and can increase the chance of heart disease. Now, I know some of you are like, why is Dahlia talking about this? What do we care? We're not eunuchs anymore. Most of us men have our testicles, you know, even though we've been married for many years. Okay, no jokes about the wives could be listening. Stop the jokes. But the reason why this is important is what if there is a link between testosterone and lack of life longevity? Now, the one thing we always talk about is low T. And now if your testosterone is low, get it supplemented. I think low testosterone could be a sign of low health, poor health. Get that testosterone up. Get your muscle built. Look for diabetes. Look for other type of endocrine issues and balance you out. But if they're thinking that testicle or testosterone coming from the testicles could be a deterrent to life, it may need us to rethink our whole testosterone issue. Now, right now, remember, this is just one study on eunuchs, men without testicles. Okay, just one study. Now, I don't want everybody going off their testosterone, but, you know, something to kind of look into. Why would a eunuch live till 100? Why would he outlive the king he was serving? Doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, in this study, according to MedPage Today, seniors who get to ride the bus for free were found to take on more physically active forms of travel and walk more. Now, this is a British study. All right. So basically, they said compared with older individuals who had not received a free bus pass, those who received free passes traveled more actively. And the more you travel, the more you walk. So the study showed that older individuals with free bus passes walked significantly more than those without a free pass. This is going to be published in the September 20th issue of American Journal of Public Health. Oh, so it was already published last week. In England, a national bus pass was introduced for citizens age 6 years older with limited access back in 2006 and then expanded to include all buses anywhere in England in 2008. And they wanted to decrease the social exclusion that many older people have. And they found that, incidentally, not only were they less isolated, but they actually walked more. So pretty interesting. They say respondents were asked about travel habits, which includes phases of each journey, were categorized as active or not active. Active travel included walking, cycling, using public buses and train. Not active travel was cars, taxi, motorcycle, and private buses. See, here's the thing on America. We don't use the bus system like they do as much as the, parts of America, as Europe. I mean, New York, you got to get to the subway. But the subway could be very intimidating for somebody who's older. I mean, you need to jump on and you need to hope that you could fit. You know, I've had some experience with the subway system, and I know you try not to ride the subways during rush hour. You want to get on the subways when they're kind of empty, so you get a seat. You have to stand for 20 minutes, get pushed around, almost pushed off. So, interesting stuff. All right, but, okay, so what happens if you don't live in England? What do? Exercise more. Walk more. Okay, they just want us to move more. Okay, they want us to keep our testicles and move. This is kind of a sad case. Did you hear about this little cat? Massachusetts woman brings her cat in to the vet to get a flea pass. And unfortunately, the cat, when he went to the animal hospital for his flea bath, ended up getting euthanized by mistake. Colleen Conlin of Gardner, Massachusetts, is grieving the loss of her 8-year-old cat, Lady. She attributes, obviously, to negligence by the vet, Muhammad Malik. Her son took little lady to the animal hospital and unknowingly authorized the cat to be put to sleep after he was handed the wrong forms. He said he learned of the mix-up when he returned with the second cat, and the vet asked whether he wanted to keep the bodies. So, of course, she has filed a complaint with the attorney general. The lawyers, Dr. Malik's lawyers, tells Telegram and Gazette that people should wait to hear all the facts before passing judgment, and that he expects more information to come out. How much more information? You killed the cat. Oh, can you imagine? I got three baby kitties. I got three. There aren't babies anymore. I got three cats, two dogs. That's the problem. We don't read the paperwork we get. You know, I mean, even me, when I was going in for my surgery, you know, I mean, I've seen this paperwork. I know about consents. I don't want to get nervous reading, you know. But luckily on the top line is the procedure you're going to have done. So, you know, with my umbilical hernia surgery, there's really only one place for it to be done. I knew what was happening. X marks the spot. Easy, squeezy, piece of cake. But, you know, when you drop off your cat, you know, I mean, just read the paperwork, because something's going to happen and they're going to go by the paperwork. And if the paperwork says time for the cat to die, that's going to happen. What a shame. But you see, what blows my mind is usually when these vets euthanize animals, these are animals that are really sickly. We had a cat we had to put to sleep because he had a renal failure. He was only 3 years old. And so you're looking at a very young animal who's completely emaciated, because with renal failure, he was just, I mean, he was starving. He barely drank. We were trying to inject epigen and fluids into him. Anyway, we couldn't make it work. Only 3 years old. So it looked like a baby cat. Looked like a baby cat, but was completely emaciated. I mean, these cats that get put to sleep are very, I mean, they look sick. You know? I mean, same thing with like a cat, let's say, in pain. You know, that would blow my mind that a healthy 8-year-old cat, and 8 isn't that old for a cat. Remember, cats could live 25 years easy. So an 8-year-old cat doesn't look old. So, you know, you would think you got a healthy looking cat, double check why you're killing him. I don't know. That's a shame. You never want to lose your animal. But I mean, what do we take home from this? What we take home from this is definitely read your paperwork. Okay. Rick Perry is blaming some of his gaffes in a new book release. Governor Rick Perry, when he was running as a presidential nominee, to lack of chronic sleep. This is a book. I believe he calls it the Oops Gaffe. He was trying to recall three government departments that he would eliminate if he became president. He goes, I would do it with education, commerce, and let's see, I can't think of the third one. Oops. He paused for 53 seconds before conceding that he could not remember the energy department. Now, this was probably one of the things that put him out of contention. He had been doing really well, remember, in the beginning of the presidential primary. But anyway, he had done multiple tests. He had done sleep apnea tests, and they found out that his issue was sleep deprivation. Don't they all say that? But I could believe it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, there was an article that came out on chocolate. Oh, and I missed it because I was starting to then, I guess, fantasize about chocolate. And they were talking about how chocolate can give you the same high as opium. Now, we've talked about that. That's nothing new. Okay, we know that chocolate can hit the same endorphin centers. My only problem is I guess I hit the wrong button. Now I can't find it. There we go. Okay. Oh, good. And remember, chocolate's been in the news a lot because they are suspecting that in the year 2030, we are going to have a very low supply of chocolate because of what we eat. Anyway, so they say chocolate has this effect on the brain very similar to opium because there's a natural brain chemical called enkephalin, which is an endorphin very similar to opium. And it surges when you eat chocolate. Now, they know this because, oh, I'm looking at the chocolate. Oh, it looks so good. Because rats began to eat M&M chocolates. They looked at this, enkephalin rise, and they go, ah, that's why it works. It's true. You know, when I PMS, chocolate works for me. I feel so good. But remember, it's a very, very quick rush, and then it goes down. Apparently, the drug stimulates the dorsal neostriatum, the brain area that releases the chemical, and the number of M&Ms eaten more than doubles this, I guess, in the brain, and enkephalin binds to molecular receptors sensitive to opiate chemicals. It reduces pain and produces pleasurable feelings. So why don't we just all eat chocolate? Previous research mostly linked to the dorsal neostriatum to movement, and recent work suggested it also plays a role in reward-driven behavior, the dorsal neostriatum. Sounds made up to me. But study leader Dr. Alexandra De Feliz Antonio says the extraordinary findings showed comparisons between drug addicts and obese. She said the study means that the brain has more extensive systems to make individuals overconsume rewards than previously thought. Look, chocolate tastes good. It smells good. It raises your endorphins and your serotonin, of course. Of course. So anyway, when they looked at rats eating M&Ms, stimulated the brain, M&Ms, they actually ate then double the M&Ms that they would have originally eaten because of the high. That's what they got. All right, is that good? Everyone happy with that? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there may be a new virus that resembles SARS. Remember severe acute respiratory syndrome, which scared the hell out of us in 2003 because it killed hundreds of people worldwide? Well, they say a new respiratory virus that resembles it has been found in a severely ill patient who recently traveled to Saudi Arabia. A 49-year-old man was sickened by coronavirus, which causes usually colds, but it looks like it could also cause the SARS severe acute respiratory syndrome. Patient is being treated at an intensive care unit in London, has kidney failure and other health problems. Virus samples from this patient are almost identical to those taken from a man who died in Saudi Arabia earlier this year. They don't know what danger this virus could pose, but they are watching it right now, and we'll keep you posted. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, it looks like there's a Trader Joe's peanut butter that has been tied to salmonella. I guess this peanut butter sold at Trader Joe's grocery stores. Doesn't a peanut butter and chocolate sandwich sound good right now? Why am I getting hungry? I'm doing the morning show, talk about chocolate and all that, and salmonella I don't care if it's salmonella-tainted peanut butter, I'm hungry. Peanut butter sold at Trader Joe's grocery stores nationwide has been recalled after being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. The store's creamy salted Valencia peanut butter, oh, that sounds so good, which comes in a 16-ounce plastic jar, is considered the likely source of 29 illnesses linked to children. So kids have been getting sick with salmonella. Salmonella, basically, you get these abdominal cramps, diarrhea, headache, fever. Usually happens within 12 to 72 hours of eating the food, as opposed to the listeria issue we had last year. It could take weeks to show up. So usually salmonella poisoning you pick up pretty quickly. Unfortunately, salmonella infection can be life-threatening. Bacteria could enter the bloodstream. Salmonella patients may also get a weird rash. So if your kids are kind of acting funny, having eaten peanut butter, let's check that out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see. There's so much political news. What's been going on now? They're still talking about that. It's been now almost a week and a half. They're still talking about the Romney 47%. Okay, antibiotics in childhood may increase bowel disease. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? We have many parents who have been concerned about all the antibiotics doctors have been writing. Doctors have been concerned that parents have been asking for antibiotics pretty regularly. And we had discussed on the previous hour how I had to give I think it was a teenager, I believe, some antibiotics, and I gave him the first choice for the dog bite or cat bite or whatever he sustained. But he ended up going into a bowel, inflammatory bowel condition that can't happen with these antibiotics. And they say there's certain use of certain antibiotics that can actually put children at risk for these bowel diseases. Now, the boy got better. Kid got better. You know, parents wanted to, you know, look into suing, but unfortunately, this antibiotic is the number one choice for any sort of dog bite, cat bite, skin infection, etc. And once in a blue moon, you could get a pretty bad inflammatory bowel disease because of it. So they really couldn't go anywhere with that. And I mean, I felt bad the kid got sick. It's just, I mean, unfortunately, you can't predict that. You know, you write the antibiotic, that's the best choice for what's going on with the patient. Patient had wanted an antibiotic. We gave him an antibiotic. Unfortunately, the bowels didn't like it too much. They say the earlier children take antibiotics and the more they take, the higher the risk of later developing the inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. There appears to be a dose-response effect where the more antibiotics these kids took, the more their risk increased. Now, earlier studies had suggested a link between bowel disease and antibiotics, but most had limitations. They say with this, they were following these kids from 1994 to 2009. So these kids giving antibiotics when they were younger, they were able to see what happened when they were older. And they think that what these antibiotics may be doing is killing the other types of bacteria that your body needs. These are called anti-anaerobe antibiotics that kill the anaerobic bacteria. Anaerobic are bacteria that don't need oxygen to grow, so they could hide out in your colon for a very long time with very low oxygen. Many of these antibiotics are the penicillins, the amoxicillins, the tetracyclines, metronidazole or Flagyl, cefoxitin, etc. And during the follow-up period, they looked at from the, I'm trying to look at how many they started. They don't say how many started in this study, but 750 children had developed Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Now, ulcerative colitis is where basically the bowel wall is kind of eaten through with ulcers. Could be very, very painful. Crohn's, you get these kind of skip lesions where part of the bowel looks good, part looks very, very ulcerated. You get abdominal pain, diarrhea, weight loss. It's very difficult for these kids to grow. And it was greater, five times greater for babies given these drugs before year one of age than those who have never received antibiotics. Now, this is tough because many of us as parents, we don't want to give the kids antibiotics if they don't need them. But the kid gets strep or the kid gets some sort of infection, and because they're so tiny and they're so vulnerable, we don't want it going into a meningitis. We don't want it to go into a sepsis. So doctors and families are more quick to treat, and I don't blame them. You know, I mean, I remember when my kid had his first infection when he was under 1 year old, I did not want to be one of those doctor moms that panics and rushes him to the doctor and rushes him to take medications. And so, you know, it was acting viral, et cetera. Well, finally, we took a peek at him, you know, and I mean, it was strep. His throat was all pussy, et cetera. And I mean, we had to give him something. He wasn't going to eat. He wasn't going to grow. He wasn't going to get better. And so, you know, when in doubt, check it out. And, you know, doctors have a, you know, doctors kind of have a routine, especially the pediatricians. They're phenomenal with this on how to help parents through the whole viral versus bacterial type of thing. You know, many viruses, they kind of come on quickly, but they're self-limited. They go away. You don't need antibiotics. But when things start to change and start to get darker and greeny and the fevers worsen, or you could see signs of pus, or you could see changes on their lung x-ray, et cetera, there's ways for a doctor to go, okay, this is a viral, we need to kick in the antibiotics right away. So your job is to make sure you have close contact with your physician and have them kind of keep an eye on babies. So you don't want to treat them too early, but you also don't want to not treat them and lose an opportunity to attack a pathogen. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCSALLY. If this is your stop, don't forget to download the Droid Free app. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. God bless.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.